I was born in 1953. My father was Catholic, and my mother was Presbyterian, so I was raised Catholic and even went to Catholic school for a few years. About halfway through my teens, I was going back and forth between the Catholic Church and the Presbyterian Church, because the Catholics, they didn't do much singing. Music really meant a lot to me, a lot to my life. And they even had a banner in the front of the church that says, when you sing, you pray twice, but they still didn't sing. So anyway, so about one Palm Sunday when I was 21, I told my father that I would finally just go to my mother's church. They could really sing. And then I joined the choir while I was there and even participated in the Billy Graham crusade. And then once that church dissolved, I started going to Chapel Gate, where we met over at Mount Hebron, and I went on a couple of the singles retreats and went to the Sunday evening service, and eventually went to St. John's Lane, and then eventually over down the street here. And during my time there, I joined the choir and a praise ensemble. And one day the choir room was all abuzz. We were getting this new choir director. And I said, who is it? He said, Harry Causey. I said, who? And I had never heard of Harry or the National Christian Choir. And while I was at Chapelgate, I also got involved in the Evangelism Explosion Program. And that's where it kind of all sunk in, because I never, up to this point, I knew who Jesus was. I knew that he died for my sins, but I didn't really realize the magnitude of what that meant. And it kind of clicked when I took EE. And then through the being in the National Christian Choir for 14 years, in 1998 I joined. And during those times, Harry would have like Bible studies and everything. That's the other thing the Catholics weren't encouraged to do. We weren't encouraged to read our Bibles. So when I got into the reading the Word and all, it finally hit me the magnitude of what Jesus Christ did for me in my life. So through all the meanderings, through music, he just kept his hand on me and guided me where I needed to be. And here I am now. So, amen.